The Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is also trying to stay ahead of the popular unrest. First, its leaders announced that legislative and presidential elections would be held in September. Then President Mahmoud Abbas announced a cabinet reshuffle, even if he's keeping the same prime minister. Reaction to these announcements has been mixed, as Daniel Estrin reports from the West Bank.
A walk around Ramallah shows that some people here seem pleased with the call for new faces in Palestinian politics. Here's falafel maker Mohammed Jaber.
We need everything to be new, an entirely new government, because the old leadership is making fools out of us. Everything they do is under the table. We want things to be direct and honest. We need elections.
And here's Diana Alzir, who runs marketing and PR at a Peugeot car showroom. She's ready to say goodbye to some of the old guard politicians.
They've done their work, they've had their chances. Now it's time for other people to take the leads.
A new cabinet has been a long time coming. But Palestinian Authority government spokesman Ghassan Khatib says the toppling of the regimes in Egypt and Tunisia influenced leaders here to enact reform a bit more quickly. Plus, he says, President Mahmoud Abbas has a larger strategy in mind.
The president believes that there are very special challenges coming ahead and would require new and fresh cabinet.
Special challenges is an understatement. Khatib says the Palestinian leadership in the West Bank is still set on building all the necessary government institutions to run an independent Palestinian state. And they're set on doing all this by September. So if this is still the plan, why the new cabinet? Hanna Amiri is a Palestinian politician who does not sit in the cabinet, and he's confused.
This plan is the plan of the previous government, not the new one. So really, it's a very complicated thing, and I don't understand it.
Well, you're in the PLO. If you don't understand it, who will?
So I don't know. Really, I don't know.
Amiri suspects the cabinet reshuffling is symbolic to appease Palestinians inspired by the toppling of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and who may want to see new leaders at home, too. But Amiri says it's like reshuffling a deck of cards. No matter how much you shuffle it, it's still the same deck.
Maybe it will be only changing faces, not more.
But sometimes symbolic change is important, says Palestinian politician Saeb Erekat. And that's exactly why he too has quit. He's been the chief Palestinian negotiator in peace talks with Israel. But he's now at the center of a kind of WikiLeaks scandal. Al Jazeera published leaked transcripts of meetings Erekat held with Condoleezza Rice and Israeli peace negotiators. Those transcripts showed that Erekat and his team were willing to let Israel keep a large number of disputed neighborhoods in East Jerusalem. Erekat says his resignation is about setting a record of transparency in the West Bank.
There were some very, very sensitive documents stolen from my office. And I said from day one that if these documents were stolen from my office, I will bear the responsibility. And the ethical thing to do and the courageous thing to do is not to seek excuses, to say it's my mistake. I'm sorry for what pain I brought to my people.
Many Palestinians were furious at Erekat for offering so much territory to the Israelis in secret negotiations. But he says that's not why he's resigning. President Abbas has also disbanded a group of Palestinian experts who advised Erekat in the peace negotiations. But Erekat says his advisors won't be out of jobs. They'll have new roles to play in future rounds of negotiations. And this is why Erekat's resignation is leaving a sour taste for some Palestinians. It's another reshuffling of the same deck, says political analyst Khalil Shaheen.
Erekat resigned because the papers were leaked, not because he considers the negotiations reached the end. He still believes that in negotiations. That's why the Palestinians are not satisfied.
So, to sum up, the prime minister dissolved his cabinet, but then he was reappointed to build it again. Palestinian leaders say they'll hold presidential and legislative elections to provide fair representation to Palestinians. But Hamas, the rival party in Gaza, refuses to cooperate. The Palestinian chief negotiator says he's calling it quits, but peace talks with the Israeli government will continue. There's lots of talk of change, but some Palestinians fear it may be more of the same. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Ramallah, the West Bank.